This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle in Montana is with us. I just heard during the top of the hour news that the corrupt state of Oregon is going to implement financial literacy in the school system, the public training camp. Back in 1993, now you've those of you who have been with us for a while have heard me say this. Back in 1993, I proposed exactly that. That's 30 years ago in the public training camp in rural Virginia. And I proposed, I didn't call it financial literacy. What I said was that we need to teach our high school students, and I was a high school teacher at the time in 1993, teaching principles of manufacturing. And we built a computer manufacturing facility in the school, and we sold $1,200,000 worth of computers out of my classroom during the first year. So it was for real, okay? And I was teaching my students the principles of business, ethics, principles of banking, principles of insurance, principles of risk, how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide, inflation. So I was teaching financial literacy, how to manage and operate a checking account, a savings account, what interest means on both sides of the equation, whether you're borrowing or saving. And I proposed that to the school system, and they laughed at me. They literally laughed at me. That's never going to happen. It'll never get approved by the State Board of Education. So if you're wondering why children are so illiterate in just about everything, it's because they're not being taught at the public training camp. So if you love your children, you might want to do what the Fennelli family and others like us have done, and that is take your children out of the public training camp and homeschool them. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And so when the school system said, Mr. Fennelli, what are you going to be teaching your children? And so that's easy. We're going to teach them everything that you teach them and more. We're going to be using the same curriculum that y'all are using and more. So those are a couple thoughts about that. And I have one comment about changing the oil. Now, here's something that I do. Now, whatever you do, don't do this. Do not do this. This is very risky. I'm like serious. This is really risky. But here's what I do. I'd love to hear Kyle's comments on this. So I know that we have, and I'm just going to relate this to 55-gallon barrels. Got a bunch of them, probably 50 of them here at the farm. Some of them have steel lids, and some of them are outside. And we keep things like chicken feed in them, and we keep things like fertilizer in them in areas for storage like barns, that kind of thing. So the mice won't tear open the bags and they'll stay good for years and years and years. So when the barrels are outside and rain lands on them, even though I have these barrels tilted so that most of the water that collects on the lid will drain off, there's still some water on the lid from rain. So I take a towel. And this could be like a washcloth. This could be an old bath towel that you've, torn into three sections. And you dip part of it in the water and you hang the rest of it over the edge. Capillary action will pull the water from the lid and run it right down the side of the barrel. And it'll drain it for you. So I keep these towels right there, washcloths, you know, right there. And I just hang them over the edge, dip them in the water, and they will start automatically. It's kind of like a siphon. It really works. So you might want to try that. Well, because of capillary action, what I do is I wanted to get more oil out of the crankcase. And I wanted to kind of get a feel for what's in the crankcase of an engine that has well over 100,000 miles on it. So what I did was I took a top quality paper towel. Now, you can't use a cheap paper towel for this. Don't even think about it, because it'll shred, and you'll get the paper towel stuck in the engine, and it can blow the engine. So what I've done is I take a paper towel and about half of a sheet, and I fold it, or I roll it into a tube, like, and I thread it by twisting it into the crankcase of the engine, about 4 inches, and I leave the tail hanging out of the drain plug. So the tail is lower than the crankcase of the engine. And what happens is that paper towel will absorb the oil. And it, through capillary action, it'll just drain right out the drain hole and drip into a pan. Now, this is even after you've gotten the last drop of oil out of the engine. You put this, I put this, don't do it. I put it in, and it gets more out. And what it gets out is black goo that you never even knew was in your engine. Don't do it, because if you get that paper towel stuck in there, you got a huge problem. Okay? So, Kyle, any comments? Have you ever tried that?
Nope, I haven't. Vince, that's a great idea, though, because I have taken oil pans from engines off many times, and it's amazing that the drain plug source, some of these new modern cars have kind of a divot in the bottom of the drain of the oil pan, so that they do allow a lot of that, you know, sludge out of there. At least the Toyota that I have and the Honda that we have both have that in them, and it works, you know, they drain pretty good. But I will say this is what something I do, and folks don't do this either. When I am changing the oil, I don't have a lift like Vince does, so I run it up on ramps. And the way my driveway is set, one side is higher than the other by maybe about an inch, maybe an inch and a half. And I will put those ramps so that the drain hole of the oil pan is on the downhill side of it. So when I run it up on the ramps, I've got maybe about an inch of height more on the side that's the opposite the drain hole, then it tends to drain out more of the oil. And I'll tend to get just a little bit more out of there, because I don't want any grit in that oil pan, because I'll be circulating it through the engine. And so that's what I do, but it works really well. And I've because the reality, folks, is whatever you do to help preserve your engine in the long run is going to save you money. And because everything has gotten so expensive and so crazy, and the quality has been so poor, we're now paying tons more for less quality and more garbage. So, you know, whatever you can do to survive and keep it, keep yourself having to pay money, I think is worth it.
Right. I'm with you. So in that line of thinking, Kyle, we have five air compressors here at the farm, different sizes. And three of them are 60 gallons vertical. So they're not the very biggest. That would probably be close to 80 gallons. But a 60 gallon would be a good size for a small shop. And when we built our house, I bought a nail gun. Never owned one before. And I figured I'd be putting around 20,000 nails, extra nails, into the house and than would normally be in the house. So I bought this nail gun, and I bought a 60-gallon compressor that could drive this, you know, as fast as I wanted to squeeze the trigger on the nail gun. So What I noticed was I wanted to buy a compressor that had a cast iron pump, meaning the cast iron engine, if you will. And by the way, an air compressor and an internal combustion engine are very similar in a lot of respects, except there's no fuel that goes into the combustion chamber. It just takes air in, squeezes it, compresses it, and puts it in the tank. And there's some valving that is similar to a two-cycle engine. But what happens is when you compress air, that cylinder, piston, all that gets hot, real hot. As a matter of fact, if you didn't have a fan on it, you'd burn your fingers on it easily. So these compressors typically have some kind of a flywheel that's driven by a belt normally for a robust type of a compressor. And the flywheel usually has some vanes, maybe three, maybe four, maybe eight, depending on the flywheel design. And it grabs the air and pushes it over the cooling fins of the compressor head. But most of them are really not a good design. Most of them waste most of the air, and it bypasses where it needs to go to cool the compressor head. So our compressor in our shop is in the corner of the shop, near the garage door. And it's about spaced about 6 inches from the wall and 6 inches from the corner. So there's two walls. On the right side is a wall, and the back is a wall. And I built a shelf above it. The shelf is about 2 inches above the top of the compressor. And then I put a vertical board to make another wall on the left side, coming down, hanging down from the shelf. Now, it's really not a shelf to store things on. It's a shelf-like construction so that the air would come from underneath and behind the compressor, get picked up by this pulley, which has blades on it to make it a fan, and it directs the air over the cooling fins, so very little of that air is wasted, and the air uses cools off the fins. And that compressor probably runs 40 or 50 degrees cooler than it would without that. So this compressor has been running with no problems for 18 years. Not a single problem, other than mud wasps getting into the electric motor, which I cleaned them out and sent them packing and re-greased the bearings while I was working on cleaning out this electric motor. So no problems. None whatsoever. So what I'm saying, what Kyle's saying is, you can improve on the design of pretty much everything if you do some research and you look at it. And I looked at this and I said, this got a great cage for keeping your fingers from getting sliced off. You know, so the cage protects a person who's using this compressor, but it's doing a lousy job at directing the air to cool off the compressor head. Kyle, have you ever seen that in practice, what I just said, making an air redirector, if you will?
Well, not in that specific thing. I've seen many times where, you know, you can redirect air with a fan or something along that line to increase cooling, and I've done that many times over different, you know, in different ideas. We got another commercial coming. I'll pick up on the other side.
Yeah, I saw a YouTube video of a guy that built an automotive shop, and he stuck the compressor in a closet because he didn't want to hear the noise. And I think that's a great idea, except the compressor will overheat because it's stuck in a closet. How about that? So think about those things, too. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. Kyle, back to you.
Well, yeah, I was just going to comment on a couple of things, folks, and this is kind of an update. A while back on one of the broadcasts, I let people know that, you know, this lady was giving away a free chest freezer because it didn't work anymore. Well, I took it and tipped it up on its side. And again, don't do this because they're heavy. But I tipped it up on its side and I left it for about, 45 minutes, an hour, something along those lines. And then I reset it and let it back down. And just to see, you know, for nothing else, I was going to use it for grain storage. But come to find out, I turned it on, it kicked on, and it's been running, Vince, for months now at 9 below 0 on low. So, I mean, you couldn't ask for anything for free. Basically, it cost me $20 in gas to go get a storage container, and it ended up being, we're using it right now. I got a thermometer in it right now, and we've been using it for months now at 9 below 0. So you can't hardly beat that. Just so you know, that's stuff that can work. Before you throw that freezer out, before you, if you diagnose it, like Ben said, get you a manual on it. Try to figure out what those capacitors are. Get his hard start kit that he has mentioned many times. You know, own that. And I have three or four of them sitting on my shelf right here. But in my opinion, if the little compressor is trying to start burping it, which is what I call it, but you just tip it up on its side, or if it's an upright freezer, you lay it over on its side. But if it's a chest freezer, you tip it up on the end and let it set for like 45 minutes or an hour, and then you let it back down and then wait at least 2 hours. I wait overnight and let the oil run back down into the compressor real good. And at least that's what I did. I let mine set overnight and then turn it back on. The thing works like a charm, and it's been working ever since. So that's just another little update. Go ahead.
Here's what I'm reading into that, Kyle. So it sounds like there might have been a problem with the oil. Now, a refrigeration system that has a compressor like a refrigerator or a refrigerator freezer or a dehumidifier, they have, even an air conditioning unit, they have a closed refrigeration system. And installed at the factory is lubricating oil. And that oil travels around in a mist with the refrigerant. Now, if someone brought that freezer home and did not let it set, as Kyle said, you must do a minimum of 2 hours. Overnight's way better. In its position of use, so if it's a chest freezer, as you would be using a chest freezer, you need to let it set where unmoved for a couple hours minimum, overnight better, before you power it up. Well, it sounds to me like the oil was in the wrong place, preventing the refrigerant from circulating through the tubes and coils. So by doing what Kyle did, he let the oil go move from where it was and then drain back to where it's supposed to be at the lowest point, which is where the compressor is. So the tubing is designed to use gravity to let the oil return back to the compressor. So without a hammer, without screwdrivers, without cutting, without adding refrigerant or lubricating oil, he fixed it. Brilliant, brilliant design. And and I'll tell you why I believe he knows this. Because he understands the principles of refrigeration. And he thought about it and said, I think I can fix this. All we have to do is get the oil to go back where it's supposed to go. So let's tip it, have it go to where it's not supposed to go, and let's tip it back and wait and let gravity do its thing. I think it's a great, great idea, Kyle.
Well, it's one of those things, Vince, that I didn't really have to think about, because I had a good friend of mine that I went to school with that was a refrigeration guy. I got to admit that I didn't necessarily think about this, but that's one of the things he told me. He said it's amazing how many refrigerators that he brings in, or he can check out. Freezers. He can do it with a refrigerator too, but most of the time with refrigerators is thermostats and stuff. But I hear the music again, and I'll get back into generators you were talking about yesterday. Yeah. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Sounds great. Yeah, sounds
great.
You
need to get your hands on some extra money right now, maybe $25,000 or more. If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA News update. It may come down to willpower for the 5 men aboard that small sub missing in the North Atlantic since Sunday. The Coast Guard estimates that as of a couple of hours ago, the oxygen aboard that sub ran out. At least 4 people are dead, at least 9 hurt after a tornado ripped through the tiny West Texas town of Matador last night. The twister, combined with big straight-line winds and softball-sized hail, damaged about a dozen buildings as well. New numbers from the Census Bureau show that since the start of COVID 3 years ago, the number of white people living in the USA would have actually decreased, except for immigration. Same story for Asians. Natural growth, births outnumbering deaths, is what accounts for increases in the populations of Hispanics, blacks, and Native Americans. The NBA draft happens tonight in Brooklyn. French star Victor Wembanyama is expected to go first overall to the San Antonio Spurs. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extend Your Voice. There's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
watch? You've got your
take. My when you go to the feed, for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us when we're going to be talking about generators. I just want to mention, though, that reprobate class, when you think of reprobate, you can think corrupt, perverted, degenerate, villain, miscreant, fiend, scallywag, scoundrel, rogue. Those are terms to help define reprobate. Kyle, generators.
Yeah, the on the reprobate, folks, I want you to think about this. When Vince was going through the definitions or the extra, you know, verbiage to describe reprobate, look into our society and see where you see that. And then don't be that. Choose to not be that. So yesterday you were talking about generators, and man, you were right on. I know people that have generators that don't do anything. Basically, if it breaks down, they got to call somebody, just exactly like you were describing yesterday. So here's my suggestions, folks. Like Vince said, if you're going to get a generator, any kind of generator, don't just get the owner's manual. Buy a factory repair manual for it and read it. And if you don't understand the terminology, get something that explains the terminology to you so that you can understand what it is that you've got to do. I know we can't, living in our society, it seems so far-fetched that you wouldn't be able to get a hold of someone. But folks, there is over 470, this is a government statistic, 470,000 Chinese spies in this country that they know of, over that. So if we go to war with China or Russia, what do you think one of the biggest things, the fastest things that they could do to paralyze this country? They take the grid down. They take the internet down. They take communication down. If anything like that happens for any reason, we are in such deep trouble. For the most part, you're going to be without electricity, without communication, and you're not a ham operator. You won't be able to talk to anybody practically other than your neighbors. And if you are the one that has power, that has the ability to fix things, can you imagine how in demand you're going to be? If you're a farmer and you know how to take care of animals, and you know how to grow food, and you have the potential and you have the space to be able to grow food, all of a sudden, the computer geek that's making all this money becomes worthless. And the farmer that can grow food becomes priceless. The person that can fix a car and make it run becomes worth his weight in gold. You'd be able to write your own ticket. But I want to jump back to generators. I know I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole, but you've got to think outside the box. This country is on its way down, and if you can't step back just a little tiny bit and see that, it is the collapse of an empire. Look at how Rome collapsed. Look at all these things. Anyway, generators, like Vince said yesterday, I want to put an exclamation point on it. Most people with a generator do not know that the generator has a low oil cutoff. It turns off when the oil gets down really, really low. But unfortunately, that oil cutoff is not high enough to prevent damage. I knew some people. This is an honest, true story that had a brand new 16 kW Generac generator that ran on propane. And I saw the installation of this thing put on a pad, really a nice generator. And I told them, I said, you know, you really want to check the oil in this thing real often, especially on break-in. And then you'll get a feel for how much it's going to use, and you can just, you know, check it maybe every other day. Or now these people like me, they lived off grid. The difference was they didn't have solar that was worth a hoot, and they didn't want to put any money into that. They would rather buy propane, which was insane to me, but that's what they chose to do, and their choice is their life. So anyway, they didn't do it. They didn't check. It's a brand new generator. They didn't check the oil. They ran it out of oil three different times. It got down to the low oil shutoff. By the third time, this thing had what's called blow-by. And what that is where the piston is going up and down in the cylinder. There's rings that keep the compression up into the cylinder and allow it to run. Well, when you run it out of oil, those rings scratch the cylinder wall and allow those gases to get down into the crankcase. Well, this had so much damage done to the rings on this generator that they had to duct tape the dipstick into the dipstick tube. Otherwise, the compression from the engine was blowing the dipstick plumb out of its tube, blowing it plumb out, and it was covering everything in oil. So they ended up with, at that time, it was about a $10,000 install at that time to do this generator with the pad and all of this. The generator didn't cost them that much specifically, but the whole install was about $10,000. This is many years ago, quite a few years ago, not many, but quite a few years ago. Anyway, so if you don't, and they ended up having to replace the generator. Literally, it wasn't worth, it had scratched the cylinder walls up so bad, and they weren't into trying to repair it or sending in to get repaired. They just replaced the generator. Well, that was an expensive lesson, and it didn't need to be. All it needed to be was just somebody that had a little bit more mental discipline, and that's really all it is, mental discipline to check things over. And to pay attention to what it is that you're doing. And Vince is absolutely right about the more watts that something produces, the more fuel it's going to burn. And like he said, propane is by far the cleanest. Diesel will last longer because the engines turn at lower RPM. Most people, though, can't find a decent diesel generator, and then even if they did, diesel is so foreign to most people that they don't know how to work on it. It's actually fairly simple, but it's still a lot of work. I mean, it's work, and it's expensive if you have to break them and you don't know how to fix them. If they break and you don't know how to fix them. Here's one other thing to know about generators. These newer generators have aluminum windings in the generation part. The old ones had copper, and there's coating around the windings of these generators that allow them to not short out. Well, aluminum, of course, heats up. If you put the same amount of amperage through aluminum coils and copper coils, the aluminum coils are going to heat up more. So if you buy a generator, and it's a more modern generator, unless it's one that specifically has, and you can find out if it's got copper coils in it or not, it'll be fairly expensive. But anyway, the aluminum coiled windings will heat up faster and hotter than copper. So if you buy a 10,000-watt generator, say, and you're going to use that to run whatever it is that's in your house, you want to have the wattage that you're going to supply to your house not be more than 7,000 watts, 70%. If you do, you can have surges that come up to like 9,000 watts. or even 10,000 watts, and it, as long as it doesn't trip the thing. But you cannot have a constant running wattage out of that generator higher than 70%. And the reason is because it will create too much heat in those windings, and then that coating around that those aluminum windings will melt. And if that melts, those windings will fuse together and short out, and then your generator became a very big boat anchor because it's not worth repairing. Your comments, Vince?
Oh, total agreement. And so, class, when we buy tires for ourselves or make recommendations for our customers, we look at the weight. How much does it weigh? And the less it weighs, that tells me almost universally that it is not as good as one that weighs more, whatever it is. Okay. So what Kyle's talking about is the windings of the actual generator itself. The generator itself is what we're talking about is a generator set. So it's an engine, typically gasoline, internal combustion engine, diesel or propane. That's the engine that turns the shaft, the crankshaft, which is coupled to the generator, which is looks like an electric motor. That's what a generator looks like. So a generator set is the complete unit with the gas tank, the regulator, voltage regulator, electrical terminals, the box, the chassis, the frame, all that is the generator set. Kyle's talking about the generator motor itself, and they're gasoline engines, diesel engines, propane engines, and electric motors, okay? So what Kyle's saying is the windings in the generator itself can be made out of aluminum or copper. Aluminum is lighter, less expensive. Copper is heavier, more durable, conducts electricity better. It's the best way to go, period. So in order to cut costs, some manufacturers have switched from copper, the old standard, to aluminum. And as that wire in the winding of the motor generator expands, the enamel insulation, which is like a paint almost, but it's kind of clear, can crack. And if it does and it fails to insulate, the winding is no good, the generator is no good.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I love that commercial. I really do. We want pizza tonight. That's Kyle's buddy, Ron Allen. He is the big voice, and he is the voice. He's the announcer for USA Prepares, and he's absolutely brilliant. And I called him up during the broadcast one day, and he called me back, and I said, "So, Ron, are those your children in the We Want Pizza Tonight?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, he knows about Kyle," and Kyle asking him about, "Why are the dads portrayed as so idiotic?" And so Ron Allen's going to come on with us in the next couple of weeks when our schedules line up. So, Kyle, you're certainly invited to come back with Ron Allen. And and he's the guy that's, because Kyle asked him, "So why are commercials," not necessarily Ron Allen's, not his commercials, "but why are commercials on television showing the dad is just a complete nincompoop?" And Ron said on air, "Some people identify with that. They think that's me. That's me. I'm that idiot." So, but getting back to generators, class, seriously. When I look at something that when the advertisement says lightweight, the first thing that comes to my mind is disposable. Okay, I don't know anybody who's gone to the big box store and says, "Y'all have any of them there lightweight shingles?" Or, "I'm looking for some lightweight flooring." Or, "How about those lightweight 2x4s? You got any of them?" Nobody does that. Okay? Because lightweight translates many times, most of the time, to disposable. One exception would be Corel dishes. They were lightweight, but they were top of the line, and they were almost shatterproof. Almost. So, when we look at generators, we look at machinery, I look at how much does it weigh. And the lighter ones, that means the tubing is less, the frame's less, the engine's less, everything's less. Like that lousy Weber grill that I've been talking about where the legs bent. They're cheesy. And if I had the time, I would have gotten the dial caliper out to show you how cheesy they are, how thin they are. I would have measured them. But when I get a chance, I'll do that. And I'll say, this is how thick they are. I think that the legs on a Weber grill are about the thickness of a matchbook cover. Kyle, back to you for generators. So Kyle's right. You really want the copper windings.
I got one other point, folks, and this hasn't got to do with generators, but we're almost out of time. So people that got the jab, the COVID vaccine jab, are dying off, and it's not being covered by the mainstream media at all. But I know personally people that are having heart problems, cancer, all kinds of things just because, and they're the only ones that got jabbed. They're the only ones that I know of personally, and there's a bunch of them, probably six now, that are sick and dying and have diseases that are going. Now, I feel bad for them because they didn't do the research and they didn't think, and or they believed a lie. They believed the government, and they didn't think it was going to be as bad as it is. But this also presents an opportunity. So I've been through garage sales. You guys know that I like to do that. And this poor guy was having a garage sale for his single brother who got the jab and died. Just recently, and the guy was only in his late 50s. But I ended up, this is an opportunity because the guy had to be out of the house in 3 days, had to get everything gone. And he had a Magic Mill grain grinder sitting there, one of the older ones with the actually original Dayton motor on it, that was like brand new for $50. Two batteries. One group size 48 and one 78 size batteries, heavy duty batteries. Didn't know if they were any good or not. $1 a piece. Folks, I'm telling you, this is, it's sad, but it is a fact. And you got to live in the fact. And I feel bad for these people that have died. And I feel bad for their relatives. But it's also an opportunity for you to get prepared. It's also an opportunity for you to get gardening tools, for getting generators, for getting grain grinders, for getting batteries, for getting things to be able to prepare better, to get things that because of the inflation and people's stupidity, they're turning loose of things cheap, really cheap. And it's stunning to me that they're willing to do that and they drank the Kool-Aid to think that newer is better or that the grid can't go down. So I'm just throwing that out there at the end of the program, folks. Look and think. Use your head and try to perceive exactly where we're headed in this country and prepare for it.
Kyle, I didn't mention this to you, but tomorrow I'm going to be remembering a USA Prepares instructor who passed away. And this particular instructor did take the jab and died. And I just found out about it, and it breaks my heart. So we'll be remembering this particular instructor tomorrow here at USA Prepares. I'll tell you a little bit about who this instructor was. It's tragic. And I'll wait for tomorrow. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.